If you've ever had the privilege of being in Hawaii, which would be nice on a day like today, you can walk around, you can have houses, roads, cars, everything. But what's Hawaii built on? It's built on rock, but it's built on volcanic rock. And over many centuries, millennia, the magma hardened, the lava hardened, and now there's a place that you can build things, you can rest upon, and it's pretty stable, although we know that sometimes there's still a few volcanoes that shake things up here and there. The Lord established in his providence a church for us, a church, a place of salvation, the bark of Peter, the ship which we got to get on to be saved, and we don't want to jump off. It's the only ship out there that's going to save us. If we fall off, we get a life preserver thrown to us now and again. But the ship of Peter, the rock, isn't one that's free from all turbulence. God never said, the gates of hell will not prevail against it, and no sort of bad things will ever happen, and no turbulence, no nothing. Even our opening prayer today, we hear that no tempests may disturb us, but it never says there's not going to be any tempests. On our rock, the rock of our church, there's often very many volcanoes. If you read even the briefest of histories of our church, you know that it's always going up, going down, there's craziness. The occupants of the chair of Peter, the feast we celebrate today, range from saints to the worst sinners you can imagine. And yet it's a beautiful thing that we belong to this ship of Peter, this volcanic rock, that we can be truly proud to be a part of this mess, that it's not anything I've done, but it's a gift of God. And because this gift of God is built on the shoulders of frail human beings like Peter and like me and you, then we can say, hey, this is a great place to be, and I'd rather be no place on earth. I mean, we say that every time that we say we're not going to leave the Catholic Church, that this is the one place I want to be, warts and all. And so today, let us pray for, of course, our leaders of our church who are gathered to address some of the volcanoes we're experiencing in our lives, and also to realize that if it wasn't for the rock or the ship that we sit on called the Catholic Church, it wouldn't take away any tempests of this world. It wouldn't take any away volcanoes. That as topsy-turvy as our church sometimes is, the world is that much more so. So today let's rejoice. Thank God for the calm waters that we experience in the church. That what place is more comforting than going to that sacrament of penance, which is so closely tied to the establishment of our church, the chair of St. Peter, that immediately it's about the forgiveness of sins. What a wonderful gift that is. Think about where else can you receive the body and blood of Jesus Christ? Where else can you receive the peace of that conversation with God in a church building? The flickering of the lamp that says God is here in this world, that amidst all the darkness, amidst all the chaos outside of us, that this ship is the safest place to be. And so today, say a few prayers for our Pope, say a few prayers for our bishops, and rejoice and thank God. Say, God, thank you for this church you've given me. It's not perfect in its earthly manifestations, but it's the best one we've got. So I thank God, personally, I thank God that I am a Catholic. It's the greatest gift of my life.